leave a business card.
I mean, everybody.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We hope you are too.
Yep.
We love weed.
We love weed.
Happy Weed Day Wednesday.
Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Oh, for the besties, it's December 23rd, just so you can catch up on your iTunes. Dedicated bestie right there.
Woo-hoo!
2015. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. It's an awesome day. And, oh, you can't hear the drum roll, but you probably hear the bong in the back.
And the coffee that goes with it.
All right, awesome. I thought his sweat said Napa for Napa High. That's just how I am. It's all about me, Napa High.
Nope.
Stay Navy. The Navy thing. All right, look at that. Jam-packed bowl again.
So welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. This is just a super fun show.
We've got, I'm Belle Starr. We've got Lady Luck, Space Queen, Space King, Captain Malone. And Cannabis Kid is in Mexico, hanging with the family.
Woo-hoo,
so we are here and chilling like this. I made dedicated blueberry muffins.
They are fabulous.
I'm thinking we're opening a cafe.
Bell can throw it down.
Yeah. I like it.
I know, not bad.
That's always been
girl.
My weedy dream.
Woohoo.
To have a medicated cafe.
Yeah, man.
And
it's a good
if I do say for myself, organic blueberries.
What's that? Oh,
organic blueberries.
There's not one organic thing in here. I know. That's seriously why it tastes so good, too.
It does. I mean, it's just sweeter.
My neighbors give me crap, and they're like, organic, we can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. Who buys that? And then I give them stuff, and they're like, it's the best thing I've ever had in my life.
For real, it's like 50 cents more.
Like that, and they have the cost. My little neighbor, she won't drink anything but organic apple juice now. It's awesome. She's like, yep, I want organic apple juice. It tastes better. I'm going to Kim's.
Good for her.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah, awesome. You've got, you know what? It's how it used to be in the beginning. I won't get out of my soapbox, but I could if you want me to.
It's just
whole food.
It's wholesome.
Whole food. Cannabis was organic from the get-go.
Yes.
It should stay organic, right?
Amen. Amen.
Stay organic, the cannabis.
Hell yeah.
Any bloggers out there? Woo-woo! We got the Netherlands are here. Yay!
Yay!
Happy holidays, I was talking about you this morning, Netherlands. Your ears must have been burning. Telling how cool you were for tuning in every day for almost 4 years now. This crazy wild Weed Day show has been going. I know, it's totally amazing. But since this is a holiday show, we have some fun stuff. We brought up some skits and just some fun things because usually we're really serious about what's going on. And we can still be serious. We could spread some news or holiday cheer, but. You know, we're going to just spread some holidays here. And we're going to do some fun things and give you listeners a break. You don't have to think so hard. Now's the time just to sit around with your friends, be social, laugh, have some weed, and let's listen to a Saturday Night Live skit because this is really funny.
Hey, may I help you? Yeah.
Okay, wait.
This is kind of neat.
Okay, so Saturday Night Live. Chris Farley and what's the other guy's name?
That's David Spade.
David Spade. and they're going into the Out of Africa store. It's one of those, like, hippie stores, you know, with the rain sticks and, you know, all the stuff from India and Bali and all over the place. So he's asking about this particular item in the store.
What is it? Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box. Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it? You put your weed in there. Thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomami ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
Okay.
No problem. Where's this from? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah, and you put your weed in here.
So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah, and you put your weed in there.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, this is great. You put your weed in here.
Right. Actually, I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I'd put my weed in there. Right in there. Oh, wait. I got something else.
Ah.
This is a Javanese rain stick. Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
You sure she doesn't like weed?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, because it goes right in here.
It's right in
here. It's really great.
Hey, is that your Volkswagen van parked out front?
Officer.
Look, man, there's nothing in here that you could put weed into.
I just wanted to tell you you left your lights on. I turned them off for you.
Okay, maybe there's some things in here that you could put tobacco into or incense or spices into, but definitely not weed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open.
Okay,
it's not like there's weed in there.
What is this?
Weed.
Weed.
You're under arrest.
All right, but don't bother checking the store, because there's no weed in that. There's no weed in that, and there's no weed in that.
Well, you can talk about it down at the station.
Don't bother checking the back of the store. No weed.
That first owner doesn't
know his name. No weed.
Yeah, hey.
You should come to Tumbleweeds and get his card, then it would be okay.
Yeah, come to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come check us out. Woo-woo! All right, so we have some fun books. We brought out all the old stuff. We've got the Cannabis Companion Book. We've got the Marijuana Etiquette Guide. Ow! We've got the High Times Pot Smokers Activity Book, and we've got some pop culture.
Oh,
the A
pop
to Z.
A pop culture.
All right, what do we got out of pop culture? Let's read a little pop culture.
All right, so something that's been coming up a lot is how to use a chillum.
Oh,
I don't know.
What a chillum is.
A chillum is the, like, little nubby pipe that you can buy with a bowl at the end of it.
About 3 inches.
Yeah.
Looks like a totem pole.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge size for your buds. Yeah. Smaller side.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like the bud side, you could put like an inch worth of stuff in there. It's crazy.
Right. They're crazy big bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do with it is, you know, a lot of people ask, how do I use this? Isn't the weed going to fall out at the end of it when I'm trying to smoke it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about a chillum is you don't use it the same way that you would a pipe or a joint. It's not going to be horizontal out of your mouth. It needs a vertical position.
Yeah.
So how to do that?
Yes, how?
Is you want to make a fist in front of your face, and you are going to sit the chillum between your forefinger and your middle finger on either hand, and you're going to use the hole that your finger and your thumb create as your mouth, so it's going to sit in that hole between your forefinger and your middle finger, and it's going to poke up towards the sky so that your bowl is shooting straight up. And then you use the hole for your mouth to breathe in. So it's like a mini, like, I don't want to say water pipe because there's no water involved, but it's like a hand pipe. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how you use a chillum.
Excellent. And these have been used in ritual for thousands of years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're for very large parties of people.
Yes.
Those bowls inside the chillum are some of the biggest bowls in a bowl I've ever bowled.
Yeah.
The biggest bowl I ever bowled in my bowling
alley. We bowl a lot. We got a good average for bowling. Although, again, we didn't bowl on my birthday. That's it. We're just going holiday bowling.
I know.
Yeah.
We need
all right. How about some marijuana etiquette?
So I was doing a little reading about social gatherings because we're all going to get together around the holidays and probably smoke some.
Yep. Like we are now.
So, yeah.
So where will we refill that?
I was going to read a little bit about some etiquette. And this is entitled, What Comes Around, Goes Around.
Uh-oh.
Just about everyone knows the saying, what comes around, goes around. That couldn't be more true than when sharing cannabis. Unfortunately, the person in your clique who never has any. That is not only rude, but unacceptable after a while. If you can't support your habit, don't expect your friends to. It can tax a friendship. Eventually, people will go to great lengths to avoid smoking with you. So remember, this is a weird name. Confucius. That's a tough stoner term.
It's a hard
word
to say. Confucius.
What comes around goes around, and what won't doesn't.
Oh.
So, if you plan on with your friends, either A, say, I'm going to smoke you out so they know that you got them covered, or offer.
Yeah.
Always offer. You want
don't
to bring something?
And I will read one of my favorite quotes from Confucius.
Confucius.
Man who stand on toilet, high on pot.
Nice. Yeah.
There he is.
Confucius.
There you have it. Excellent.
I've got a weed tip.
Weed tip 2015 daily calendar.
December 23rd.
Yeah, Silver Sister, we miss you. Where are you?
Miss you. What's going on in here?
All right.
So today's weed tip is gravity bongs are a great efficient way to smoke both small and large amounts of marijuana.
We love the gravity bong.
The only drawback, however, is the possibility of pushing the bong too far down into the water. Spraying yourself with water and potentially interrupting your hit.
Party foul bummer.
To prevent this, place a ping pong ball inside the chamber of your bong. When the water level rises to the top, the ping pong ball will plug up the hole and prevent water from shooting out.
Wow.
That is a handy tip. Because Space King and I actually made a gravity bong when we first came back, and it was a lot of fun, but we did have
problems. Did you have that problem with this?
Like, not so much spraying ourselves, but the weed would pop out of the bowl.
I hate that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit of air.
That's why you don't push it down with the bowl on top.
Yeah.
Describe a gravity bong, because these are fantastic and easy.
Right.
Yeah.
So a gravity bong is, the base of it is going to be a container that can hold like a bottle or a milk jug or another container.
It's a soda container, soda container.
Well, you can use anything, so. Kind of. Anyway.
Well, that has a lid.
Yeah, that has a lid.
Yeah, that you can puncture.
Exactly.
So back to the soda bottle.
So, the soda bottle top needs to have a hole in it where you can put a screen or a bowl of some sort for your flower matter. And then, so the bottom container is going to be filled up with water to a certain level so that you have enough space between the bowl of the soda bottle and the bottom of the water. So you got to measure that out correctly. And then so what you do is you put the soda bottle down into the water and put the lid on the soda bottle. And then you load up your bowl. And then when you're ready, you kind of like adjust the lid to where it's just sitting on the soda bottle, because as you're raising up the soda bottle from the water, that air space in there when you're burning the flour matter, like puts the smoke in there, and it creates
a gravity
water filter. Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you unscrew the top and you put your mouth to the opening of the bottle, and you kind of like push it down while you're breathing in, and the water actually pushes it into your face, so you're automatically breathing it in anyway.
Yeah.
No choice. It's a really, 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 really
dense.
Big, dense
hit in your face.
And that's a gravity bomb.
That's a gravity bomb.
And you can just use a little bit, just a little bit of weed, guys.
And it really,
if you're running low, this is
way.
Great.
Yeah.
Because that little bitty hit can go a long, long way.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. And water filtering,
knock your head off.
Water filtering is really, like, the best way to go, in my opinion.
Yep.
Well, I don't really think a gravity bong filters through
water
the water.
Water is the same way.
It uses the water to, its, you know, to push and pull. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. It's not really filtering anything, but I feel like adding water to the aspect, especially when you're incinerating it, it just, like, brings a nice calm to the mix, or yin and yang to it. It's a good vibe.
Good vibe. Richard Neville says, is marijuana addictive? Yeah, in the sense that most of the really pleasant things in life are worth endlessly repeating.
Yes.
All right. Richard Branson says, I don't think smoking the occasional spliff is all that wrong. I'd rather my son did it in front of me than behind closed doors. Hey, yeah. What do you guys parents think? Did you hear that quote? I'll read it again.
Okay.
Richard Branson says, I don't think that the occasional spliff is all that wrong. I'd rather my son did it in front of me than behind closed doors.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? My mom thought that exact same way. And when I first started smoking weed, it was at home. It wasn't out on the streets with some strangers that I barely knew. You know, actually, it was, you know, at friends. Eventually, I started smoking at home. But still, you know, it was a comfortable environment. You know, I knew something wasn't about to pop off.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking as a parent, I would much rather have my kids in a controlled environment if they're going to do anything they shouldn't be doing than to be out on their own trying to brave it themselves and get themselves in worse trouble.
Yeah. That's true, because out there, you don't even know what they're getting either.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want them to get something that's laced.
No, that's
never good. No, and that's always...
You hear all these scary
stuff. That happens.
Yeah, always. And my whole life has been a fear of mine.
Yeah, I mean, they...
That spy stuff is getting big. People are getting, like,
addicted. That's something you want to make sure before it goes into their body.
Exactly. Same with food.
Hmm?
Same with food.
Well, you know what Melissa Effers said? Instead of taking 5 or 6 of the prescriptions, I decided to go a natural route and smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
Bob Marley says, when you smoke the herb, it reveals you to yourself.
It does.
Yeah. I like it.
So today's show, if you're just tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, we haven't even been looking at our blog. I'm so sorry. Look at that. Oh, man. We've got so many things going on. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we have really already smoked a lot. We're just tuning into the blog. Look at all this.
Oh, wow.
Water pipe. Now we're reading blogs. So if you're just tuning
okay,
in.
Okay, what's that thing?
Yeah, let's click
water
it.
Pipe,
oh, there's Confucius.
Without water.
Hang on, yeah. Water pipe without water. We've got a bunch of leaks. We love the Netherlands, and we love our bloggers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gravity bong.
Woo.
Gravity bong. For those that are tuning
that.
In, and you go to you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the radio show link and get to our blog quickly, because there's some killer shots here of, I just love this one. I love the gravity bong shot.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
So scary. The lid and the whole you know, grab it. It's a scary little combo, putting that lid on and not, like you said, shooting your pot.
Yeah.
Like a
it
volcano.
Happens.
It's like
exactly.
A volcano and you're all
I mean, it happens.
Catch stuff like
it. It happens. I mean, just
hold the water,
the,
I'll get it. Don't worry.
The wrong move, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, it does. One of the links didn't work.
The first gravity bong I ever did was in a bathtub.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Not on number two.
It's a big one.
I bet you can get three people going.
Are you at work?
Yeah, because like young.
Darn it. What's today? Oh, it is Wednesday. What I
Yeah.
So the water pipe, the what you described earlier, what was that?
Chillum.
The chillum?
Yeah, the chillum. I think that's what they were asking.
Chillum.
What's a chillum?
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Chillum. Here, we'll spell it.
C-H-I-L-L-U-M.
Chillum.
Yeah.
Yes, that's your spelling word test of the day. Please spell chillum.
Chillum.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll actually post a tutorial for chillums on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find that. So check out Tumbleweed Health Center on Facebook.
Ow!
And I will be posting a tutorial for chillums. Because that is a common misunderstanding.
It is.
Yeah, people need to know.
Chillums are cool. I bought one from Tumbleweed. I bought one of the ceramic ones, the little swirly. Remember those gray and white ones we had?
Yeah, I thought those were stone.
Frickin' ever. Yeah, stone of sort, ceramic stone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they're awesome, and wow, you shove that thing full, and if you don't have any friends around.
I know.
You got a party
all on your own.
I hear some more. Cannabis facts, guaranteed to impress your stone friends. Okay, you ready out there, blog world? Here's some. Let's see. Let's see if this is impressive. THC has many acronyms coined by smokers, such as total headache cure. Ah, I like that one.
Total headache cure.
Using marijuana medicinally for migraines does all the way go, dates all the way back to the 6th century India. Nice. Marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug in the United States. And that's the source of the U.S. Department of Justice. Thus far, the government, U.S. government distributed 400 pounds. Well, no, never mind. In 1942, to aid the war effort, the government distributed 400 pounds of cannabis seeds to American farmers that they had to grow.
Hmm.
Yes. Hemp for Victory. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, and watch one of the greatest short videos you've ever seen.
Woo!
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson both grew hemp. Ben Franklin owned a mill that made hemp paper. Duh. Jefferson drafted the Declaration of Independence on hemp paper.
I like it.
Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag from hemp.
Ow!
That's right. Okay. Whoa!
Yeah.
Here are some slang terms. Wow and whoa and... We love you, Sally.
Yeah.
Buddha. We got bud, Buddha, Chiba, chronic, dope, ganja, gangster, grass, hash, herb, Mary Jane, pot, reefer, sensimilla, skunk, weed. Anything else, kids? What are we forgetting?
Pot.
That was in there.
Did I hear ganja?
Yep. Yep.
Holy leaf.
Oh, that's a good one. Holy leaf. I like it. The first report of marijuana as medicine was 2727 B.C. in China.
Lord.
Cannabis went into the Chinese pharmacopoeia in 1500.
Wow.
Hello.
That's quite a long time ago.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. Yeah. So this little book was 2010, so it's a little old on its statistics, but just back then, here's some scary statistics.
25 years ago.
Yeah, but it's raised. I'm sure.
Well, the industry has grown so much in 5 years.
But the annual drug deaths for tobacco, 395,000. Alcohol, 125,000. Legal drugs, 38,000. Illegal drug overdoses, 5,200. Marijuana, zero. Considering government subsidies of tobacco, just what is our government protecting us from in the drug war, right? And below is a list of official reports and studies which have all concluded that marijuana poses no great risk to society and should not be criminalized. The National Academy of Sciences Analysis of Marijuana Policy, 1982. The National Commission of Marijuana, it's an H, and Drug Abuse, the Schaefer Report, 1973. Remember, they all concluded that marijuana poses no great risk to society and should not be criminalized. Mm-hmm. 1973, the Shaker Report.
And people say there aren't studies.
We're going backwards. We should have read. I'm going to read it the other way. We're going to start over. Britain's monumental Indian Hemp Drugs Commission was in 1893. The Panama Canal Zone military investigations from 1916 to 1929. The LaGuardia Report was 1944. The British Advisory Committee on Drug Dependency was 1968. The Canadian Government's Commission of Inquiry was 1970. Ledain Report. And then in 1973 came the Schaefer Report, the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse. And in 1982, the National Academy of Sciences analysis of marijuana policy. They all concluded, all these big old fancy scientists concluded that marijuana poses no great risk to society and should not be criminalized. What the heck is wrong with you people? Let us have our cannabis.
You know, I'm also looking here that that exact same report
done
by Nixon's guys back in 1972, that's the last research that they did to disprove the gateway theory.
Oh.
Using marijuana as a gateway drug. Even that study then showed that marijuana showed no addictive traits. It's just hard for people to stop because they like getting high.
Yeah.
It's not addictive. It's not like cocaine and heroin.
It's not physically addictive. You don't become dependent on it. Yeah, you just enjoy the feeling.
Well,
most of it's pain-free.
If you have an addictive personality, you can turn anything into an addiction.
You sure can. You can get addicted to bubblegum if that's your thing.
Yeah.
You know. But people will say,
caffeine.
That this is more habitual, you know, less so addictive. But Bill Hicks says, why is marijuana against the law? It grows naturally upon our planet. Doesn't the idea of making nature against the law seem to you a bit unnatural?
Yeah,
that's right. Don't make nature unnatural.
Woo-hoo.
The Seattle Hemp Fest is going to be going on in August.
Hey.
And we're going to be in Seattle.
Yes,
what a coincidence.
Seattle Hemp Fest.
The third week in August is amongst...
All right.
Yeah, it's amongst the biggest annual pot rallies in the world, attracting around 200,000 attendees each year. Ooh, that's going to be so fun.
That's going to be cool.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be really cool.
Seattle's quite fun.
Yes, Seattle is fun. I've been there a few times.
I haven't been there since legalization.
No, I haven't been there since then.
No.
Every time I went, it was, you know, for business. Never really, you know, got to go out and have fun.
Oh, you're gonna now. That's
I still want to see people like smoking on the Space Needle.
That would be so nice.
That would be funny. Louis Armstrong says it really puzzles me to see marijuana connected with narcotics, dope, and all that crap. It's 1,000 times better than whiskey, and it's an assistant and a friend.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
True. Friends. That's cute.
Jimmy Hayes says, Purple Haze all in my brain. Maybe things don't seem the same. Tax is funny, but I don't know why. Easy, well, I kiss the sky. Woo! Oh, we love music. We love music so much, we're going to play our favorite song.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed,
only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Alright, we're trying to come in. They still wouldn't let us back on because we're talking about beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere. Okay, we didn't.
Yeah.
We had some good weed songs before. Remember the Jingle Bell weed songs we had?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that back in the day. I was thinking there was weedy Christmas carols.
Yeah, there were weedy Christmas carols. You were singing, oh, jingle weed, something like that. I'm making that up.
Let's make it up as we go along. I got a good question for you guys.
Okay.
What is the best stoner gift you've ever received?
Ooh.
Stoner gift.
Oh, the room went silent. We're all like, wow.
They're thinking.
Wow.
There's looks of consternation on their faces, y'all.
Money to buy more weed.
Weed?
It's always a real good one.
Were you saying that you've ever received?
Yeah.
Like, what's the best stoner gift you've ever received?
Like a staff star.
Weed.
It was a
We're
staff
go back
star
to that.
Full of weed.
Weed.
Yeah, I've gotten that gift before.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
Yeah, those are good birthday gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's a good gift all around.
I take pride in having the fun stoner tool.
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
We all had mini artifacts.
And every...
And you're like, oh, I love that.
Anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas,
Easter,
yeah.
Thanksgiving,
Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then all-purpose day.
All-purpose
day.
Yes.
Because it's Tuesday.
Any day.
Yeah.
Because
day.
It's weed.
It's weed day.
Weed day. Thank you all for showing up. We love the show, and we just really want to say thanks and that we love you guys. And Cannabis Kid, we wish you were here.
I know,
Silver
we
Sister,
miss
wish
you.
You were here, smoking out with us, hanging out, spreading holiday cheer, having hash. Oh, we love hash. We made hash. Thank you,
yes.
JJ. Thank you, Tech Guy, for the hash machine. He gave me a deal on that because he loves us. And he wanted us to have the hash of the hash maker, and then sadly, we lost our tech guy.
Yeah.
So he's very happy that we have the hash maker. He's like, thank God they got the hash maker. Oh,
yes.
Somebody
yes.
got something.
Tech guy helps spell star make hash every time.
Yeah.
Make it.
That was the most impressed I've ever seen him in my life. It was hysterical because he didn't realize how much that I had saved so much leaf matter to make hash with. I mean, I had pounds of this stuff. That was what my freezer was, just full of this stuff. For like, I saved it for like a year and a half. I'm like, I got a little leaf. Give me this machine. And he comes back the next day or the next weekend or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I made a little hash. So I brought this jar out, and it was seriously like probably like half of a good-sized ball canning jar filled with hash. And his eyes bugged out. I go, look. And he goes, you did that? And his eyes just went, wah, wah, wah. It was like a cartoon where they just fall and they go, wah, 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 and they go back in their face. It was awesome. I love
oh,
it.
That's
like one
awesome.
Of my best moments.
Impressive.
Other than when
impressive.
He first hijacked the show and then he felt bad, so the next day he brought over medicated banana bread.
Oh, remember those bananas?
Oh,
he
made the best banana bread. I know, we miss you and your bread.
Yeah?
Brownies. Oh, my word. Anyway.
You always had a brownie going on.
Blueberry muffin. Speaking
blueberry.
Of which.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to grab one.
I think you need to bring those all in. Woo, medicated muffins. And that's the great thing about marijuana is that it is. And you can make anything. So I made butter out of, so what I did, this is great. So I made the hash in the machine, and it was a water extraction.
Here.
So the leftover that I didn't, that was left over the leaf matter that just went through the wash, well, there's still medicine in it, so I put that in a bunch of butter.
Nice.
So it's a lot of good CBDs, and I'm sure some THCs in there, too, because you can't get it all. Thank goodness. Sticky, so we need that, too. So then I put the butter in some blueberry muffins this morning. I was going to make a shortbread cookies with all your names on it like my mom would have done.
Aww.
Yeah, every year you would have got sugar-free cinnamon on it.
It's Christmas time for the sweets and the muffins and the baking.
Yeah. Oh, here's Space Queen. Be careful. Now, with hash.
Now, with hash.
All right. So, check this out. Speaking of extractions, we were fortunate enough to have someone come to our health center and bring us a flyer, which we will post. This is a class that this person took up in Colorado, and it's an extraction class. And anybody that is doing extractions should know what they're doing. It's a matter of health and safety. It's a matter of safety and health, however you want to say it. Which came first, safety or the health? I don't know. But
you can't have one
safety,
without the other.
Well, probably the safety maybe because, we go this way. Let's reverse it.
Because
if you blow yourself up, you kind of can't make anymore. So.
Yeah.
But, laugh track. I like that one. Oh, laugh track. So there's a class coming up, and there's a flyer, and there's a link on here, and you can check it out. It's on, Cannabis Extraction Technology, Tucson, February 2016. All right, so it's coming up. This looks great. Tickets are, there's 25 tickets left. Well, there's a $21.20 fee, and then there's a $375 class fee. Oh, okay. Class fee is $375, and then there's a ticket fee of sorts of $21.20. And then it says, are you thinking of purchasing a marijuana extraction system? Find out which technology you want to purchase. It's a two-day training seminar on the process, the chemistry, the safety, the equipment, the setup, and regulation of the extraction and cannabinoids from cannabis. Holy cow. Day one is 8:30 to 4. Day two is 8:30 to 3. And there's a final exam included. Sweet. Right on. So that's actually a really good deal. You might think $375 is a lot, but for
you want to know what you're doing.
Days, if you're getting into that, people, take this class. Come down to some health center.
If you're extracting, I want to know that you take a class like that.
No kidding, because you don't want that stuff in your stuff, right?
Exactly. Like, I want to know that guy is doing everything he can to learn how to make my medicine as pure as possible.
I don't want additives. I don't want cross contamination. I don't want pesticides. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Go to the class.
Yeah. So if you are, if you're extracting this, and you should distribute these at the dispensary so that they can get their people that they know that are making all their products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know. And who was it? Somebody from High Times? I don't know, whoever said it. If you can smell it, taste it, butane, the chemicals are used to extract it.
Yeah.
Smell it first. If you can smell it, you know, don't even taste it. Don't even try it. I tried a oil once. And it gave me an instant headache. It tasted like it, and I threw it away. And
yeah.
I had a bunch left, and I was like, nope, this is going nowhere but in the garbage. Yeah. It is disappointing because it's your health. You know, there are a lot of people that have compromised immune systems out there, and they...
Yeah, they don't need to be...
Yes,
they can't have it.
They could kill them.
I mean,
you know?
Think about it. If they have a reaction to that, mm-hmm. they could automatically assume that they're allergic to cannabis itself.
Yeah.
And then they're depriving their system of something that it needs because you added something to it so that they can't have it.
So, yeah, when you go to the dispensaries, wherever you get your medicine,
you have to know what's in it. That's why we tell people, you know, go to places like Earth Healing.
Mm-hmm.
They test their medicine. They grow their own. But make sure when you go, make sure you're getting a recent test, too.
Mike? Yes. Yes. Yeah,
but, yeah, make sure you're getting a recent test because sometimes, you know, people are not
consistent.
Honest.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just keep one test up for the whole year or
mm-hmm.
for however long they have the strain, and they may get different crops. That come in, and each
exactly.
crop is different, and you need to test them. And you know, I really think that the testing companies need to drop their prices a bit too, so that people will want to go in and test more.
Right.
When you've got $40-$50 to test a gram, that's a lot. I'm
yes.
sorry, I'm just going to say my opinion, but that's a lot of money. When you've got, you know, you go to these dispensaries and they've got 50 different strains, so there's 50 times 40. You guys do the math. That's a lot of money to test one crop.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
got to do that, what, every time a new crop comes
especially
in?
If they have a lot of variety, which they should.
They should and they do.
Yeah.
And a lot of variety not only in smoke, but in edibles, in,
mm-hmm.
you know, juices. They've got all sorts of stuff.
It really needs to be like as big a pharmacy as your corner store pharmacy because that's how versatile it is. Like, so many different things that you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And different ways to administrate it, and there's just not enough to meet everyone's needs.
Not enough cannabis?
Well, I think to an extent, yes.
Mm. Well, they're expanding, they're making gluten-free, sugar-free.
Mm.
So trying to meet the needs and match the needs of the general public that's coming for this are older adults.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients, 50 and older.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, the older you get, it happens. The minute you hit 30, bless it.
Oh,
oh
my
man.
God.
I know. The minute you hit 30, I'm not even kidding. Have some serious fun now. Go jump off.
Yeah. When you hit 30,
you hit 30,
you are old.
I jumped out of a
and the back
couple
starts
perfectly
aching.
Good airplanes in my day, so I think I'm over all that for now.
And then you hit
blah. And then you gotta, as Val says, wear the reader.
Yeah. See? Yeah. And the, they are, it's true. The lab equipment's expensive. He's got some good points. However, it's like when you pay for the lab equipment, you pay for the lab equipment. When it's done, it's done. You don't need to continue to have these prices. And you could, I understand, we get it. We totally get it.
Well, safer equipment
but,
is also more expensive. As
oh,
well.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking $100,000
yeah.
for one machine. I mean, and you've got to have, you know, there are different ways and different types of machines, types
mm-hmm.
of testing. So they're getting two and three types of machines. And that's just a simple little setup, you know. You've got big labs that have lots and lots going on so they can test fresh, they can test dry, they can test edibles, they can test extractions, they can test whatever it is you have. They can put it through and figure out what the heck's going on with your medication because you need to know what's in it.
I need to
you
know.
Really,
You really do. It's scary if you don't.
Yeah.
Jack Harris says, in fact, marijuana lowers your stress level and lowers your body temperature. It actually seems that people live longer if they use it. If you substitute marijuana for tobacco and alcohol, you'll add 24 years to your life.
Ha! That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's
you know what Keith Richards says from the Rolling Stones? I smoke my head off. I smoke weed all the damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the damn time. I like that. That's a really good quote.
Absolutely.
And the Scientific American magazine from 1936 says, marijuana, with an H, produces a wide variety of symptoms in the user, including hilarity, swooning, and sexual excitement. It often makes the smoker vicious with a desire to fight and kill.
I wouldn't go that far.
Really? Wait, I don't think so.
Maybe on some video games. Maybe on some video games, but yeah.
Maybe
but that,
in the
that's
movie
about it.
Madness, and that's about it.
Les Claypool says, please don't throw your shit at me unless that shit resembles a bag of marijuana. this is from the film Up in Smoke. Hey, what's in this shit, man? Mostly Maui Waui, man, but it's got some Labrador in it. Labrador. Dog shit. My dog ate my stash, and I had to follow him around the little baggie for 3 days before I got it back. It really blew the dog's mind. Someone say Cheech and Chong?
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? A guy with a hair on his jaws in. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man. Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
No, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, well, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Whoa, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamps.
Yeah. No, what they did is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah.
That sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. They had so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button top, ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know? And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, how did you do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway, how else,
man? No, man, how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag, man.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because you can sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?
All right. Woo! That was good stuff. That's a real story, Sam. Just in case y'all wanted to know. How's
Santa
it going out there, folks? What's that?
Santa and his fine old lady.
That's right. Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday, welcome back. That was funny.
Right.
That was good.
Good
stuff. Gotta love that.
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. So Wednesday, Wednesday. We're getting ready for the Christmas, the holiday Christmas season here. Whatever you celebrate, have fun and do it safely. Do it with a lot of cannabis.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Wednesday, Wednesday.
All right. You got any more facts going on? Any more culture, some etiquette? We're checking it out. We're checking it out. We're passing around the
Sorry,
box. I'm a little distracted. Carl Sagan says the illegality of cannabis is outrageous, an impediment to full utilization of a drug which helps produce the serenity and insight, sensitivity, and fellowship so desperately needed all this increasingly mad and dangerous world. Yes, this is an increasingly mad and dangerous world. The illegality of cannabis is outrageous. It's super outrageous. What you got?
Got a little hippie talk.
I saw that.
Yeah. Growing marijuana for personal use is, for many, a spiritual and soul-centering pursuit that makes one more aware and more human. There's nothing quite like the full circle fulfillment of putting a seed in the soil, watching it sprout, grow, develop, reach maturity, and produce beautiful flowers, which may then be ingested through smoking, eating, or otherwise. Growing marijuana can profoundly alter your relationship with nature, life, and the world. It's a way to reconnect with the earth and discover one's ability to nurture another living organism. The high you get from marijuana of your own cultivation is one you'll experience on many, many levels. I like that.
That's true.
It is very true.
Yeah. And everyone experiences something different, too, which is, you know, what we tell people when you go out and try it, if it's for the first time or your millionth time, just if one strain doesn't work for you, try something else.
Yep.
And another one might. Give it a go. And go low and slow. We tell people, especially the newbies,
start small.
Very small, like, you know, half a gram or half a milligram, whatever their dosages are. If you get, what is it, 60 milligram candy bar,
yeah,
or something like that.
Cut it in like 8 pieces.
18 pieces. Like,
yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. Cut it into like a many. And then we always tell people like a 1, 2, 3 milligrams. And that's it. Just start really, really, really small. Because even if you don't feel much of an effect, just get it in your system.
Yeah.
And titrate your system. Get it in there. And
even starting with hemp plants.
Yeah, hemp oil.
Yeah.
Which we have at Summit Weed Sales Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, bring it back. Come on down. And there's some groovy specials. If you say that you heard on the radio that you can get 20% off anything you want in the store, you can. You just come on in and
absolutely
tell us that. And you
that
say that you heard that on the radio. There
you
it is.
That
just happened.
That just happened.
It just happened. 20% off for you.
Yep.
Come into the store.
Whoa.
Tell us.
Yep, 20%.
20% off from the show.
I think I might do that.
So.
I think I might do that.
We're going to know. Because we're going to know.
What would happen if I walked into the store and said it while other people were around and they happened to have heard it? That would not be legit, huh?
Might give it to them, too.
Oh.
Hey. We're feeling receptive.
The studio is great here.
A brand new ball.
We see you.
What? I've got some comedies to watch while you're stoned.
Oh, right on, because I just checked, turned on Movie Madness myself.
Oh, nice.
What you got?
All right.
So when
from
you're
my pop culture A to Z guy.
Want
to
get high?
Let's
see if we got
I got comedies to watch while you're stoned.
Okay, what you got?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. All
right.
Of course. Animal House.
Yep. Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Outside Providence.
Yes.
Scary Movie 1 and 2.
Yep.
Zoolander.
Yes.
Or
not high.
Oh, my God.
That's an awesome movie.
This one is one of my very favorite books of my entire life. It actually influenced my life a lot. Super Troopers.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Starship Troopers. So I hit the bomb a lot. Super Troopers. That one's really funny. I like that one, too. The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. That's Borat. Grandma's Boy, which is another really good one. Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny. Trailer Park Boys, the movie. And Knocked Up.
All right.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
That's a real funny one.
All right. I think there were a couple on this. Let's see if this is different. This goes in no particular order whatsoever. Dazed and Confused.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's a good one. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. Humble. Easy Rider. Knocked Up. Pieces of April. Reefer Madness. If you haven't seen that, you should seriously get a good, good laugh.
Get
that's
really high.
Yeah.
And load up your chillum.
Yeah.
And go to town.
Yeah, Half Baked out there.
Woo!
Saving Grace, Up in Smoke, Platoon, The Whackness, Where the Buffalo Roam, Slackers, Pineapple Express, Super High Me, Outside Providence, Half Baked, Shrink, Clerks, Homegrown, PCU, How High, Friday, and The Big Lebowski, of course.
Yeah.
That's a better list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what Steve Martin says.
I used to smoke marijuana, but I'll tell you something. I would only smoke it in the late evening. Occasionally in the early evening, but usually the late evening or the mid-evening, just the early evening, mid-evening, and late evening. Occasionally early afternoon, early mid-afternoon, or perhaps the late mid-afternoon, or sometimes the early mid, late, early morning, but never at dusk. Oh, my Lord, it's 9 o'clock already. We're still doing it.
Yep.
Keith Richards said, I've never had a problem with drugs. I've had problems with the police.
Yes.
Booyah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. So Timothy Leary says, short-term memory loss equals long-term memory gain. All right, right on. Louis Armstrong says, we always looked at pot as sort of medicine, a cheap drunk and with much better thoughts than one that's full of liquor. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
That's
very much better. Yeah, we don't really want that. All right, folks. Is that it?
I guess so.
Is that the show? Is that the first edition of the holiday show? Did we do it? Did we get through it?
We did.
All right. Yay. Thank you for being part of the first one of two in the series of holiday shows. Next week we'll have more fun things to listen to, wackiness, wildness, and more bombs, of course. More hash.
Right arm.
The hash will be more ready. Readier. The hash will be readier. There will be magic. What's the magic sound like?
Oh,
Stevie Nicks is here. I feel it. All right.
Woo!
Thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, everyone. We love you. Come down and come to Weed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get certified. Campus kid, we look forward to seeing you next week for part two. Yay!
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Merry anything, whatever you're celebrating. Merry anything.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
All right. And remember, be smart, be safe, and educated. Yay!